AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A fast-moving, out-of-control wildfire has forced the evacuation of more than 200 homes in the Southern California communities of Norco and Corona. CAL FIRE spokesman Mike Moeller tells KNBC-TV there's a lot of dry brush fueling the fire.
Very thick vegetation. It's in a Prado Basin. This area hasn't burnt in decades. And also the drought-stricken fuel conditions. What we're seeing, not only today in Orange County Fire Authority, they had a fire in Fullerton. L.A. County had fire past several of days. This is what we're seeing because of the drought and the critical fuel conditions.
Southern California could use some of the rain that has fallen from Texas to Nebraska. Meteorologist Stephen Corfitti says more will fall over the Gulf states.
During the overnight, we could see somewhat of an uptick of a severe weather threat over parts of the eastern Gulf Coast region, basically from New Orleans, Gulfport area over toward Mobile and Pensacola. We could see some strong storms with flash flooding potentially and isolated tornado or two, not out of the question.
20 years later, those who lost loved ones in the Oklahoma City bombing are sharing their stories of healing.
For Bud Welch, forgiveness was the key to emotional recovery.
When you're able to forgive, you release yourself.
Welch lost his daughter in the bombing and says knowing Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols acted out of revenge made him want to put an end to the cycle. He's since dedicated his life to fighting the death penalty. For Janie Coverdale, who lost two grandsons, healing began after a letter from Nichols.
He said, "For all the pain and suffering I've caused you, please forgive me."
And though they both have forgiven, they say they'll never get over the loss.
When your children die, you bury them in your heart, and it's forever.
I'm Violet Ekonomova.
A migrant ship with some 700 aboard has overturned north of Libya. This is AP Radio News. A sight to see on Saturday. A vintage B-25 bomber taxied to a stop at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio, to honor the Doolittle Raiders, only 23 survivors from 16 B-25s that bombed Japan early in World War II were on hand to see the twin-engine bomber come to a stop. Lieutenant Colonel Richard Cole, now 99, was Jimmy Doolittle's co-pilot. Cole says he thought Japan was beautiful as they bombed Tokyo.
We were also a little bit scared because it was the first time any of us had ever been in combat.
Lieutenant Colonel Cole was joined by Staff Sergeant David Thatcher, who is 93. Thatcher was an engineer gunner on the 7th of 16 planes that took off from the aircraft carrier Hornet, bombed Japan, and crash-landed in China. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.